September the 9th, 278th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Homewell County Commission Visitors Bureau Executive Director Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian. hello, Brian.
Yeah. We're going to do a two-hour show this afternoon in about 15 minutes. So, actually, got a cool thing. If you are not a subscriber to Sunset Magazine, you probably are unaware that the county has gotten editorials coverage.
Major coverage.
It's got dots. It's got pictures. Oh, boy, is that insightful. The North Coast redwoods are the tallest trees on the planet. Woo!
It's good to keep reminding people of that.
So we'll share some of the article information and some of the stuff that might be new to you. A little insightful. And we'll find out how the county is looking to convert this into real money in real people's pockets when we come back.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:12. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Sorry, it's not tourist-related.
We'll have to make it.
Parenting-related. Gloria Steinem. You know, we all bond well with many things that she says.
Oh, yes.
This would be one of them. Most American children suffer too much mother and too little father.
Well, Humboldt County will be the father to you.
Isn't that cool? What? Get away from me. Yeah. And I'll hold back and won't say the inverse of that. How viable, Tony, are the travel periodicals anymore? I mean, we've talked. The Visitors Bureau has put a huge oomph on social media. That would be emphasis. Almost to, not to ignore, but certainly is a much, much lesser level when I was actively involved. Some of the familiarization tours when the writers come up. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's kind of it's been more in the electronic area, more in the social media. I can't tell you the last time I heard anybody talk about Frommer's travel books.
Well, you should. They were bought last week by Google.
Yeah, I know. Okay, that's why I brought it up, smart guy. But it's, you know, that whole industry has changed so dramatically over the last 10 years or so. What is the value, or where do the old glossy magazines that Papstein still subscribe to,
mm-hmm.
but you see their circulation numbers and everybody's off the edge of the coffee table. Where do these fit into that equation now? Are they as valid as they used to be?
Well, they can be, but the whole thing about that is almost a microcosm of our marketing situation in general, which is fragmentation. There's no single go-to media source anymore. We have to be worried about being in all medias or all relevant medias. And, you know, it's not just the old measurement of success anymore. Column inches don't really mean a thing. We have to really be much more marketing oriented and think about the amount of website visits that generates, because from that point we can track heads and beds.
So having a neat article, neat feature like what is in Sunset, in and of itself isn't necessarily a win. Unless it translates. I mean, just having that exposure and then people calling directly to the hotels and restaurants.
Sure, that's, you know, that's a win, and no,
but
no,
you can't quantify that one.
Right. No publicity is bad publicity. But
I can think of some. Let's do an earthquake.
Okay.
Napa's gotten lots of publicity in the last month, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But we do weigh some of these hits differently than others. So, you know, and we're looking at our Great Sunset article that just got published in September. And to us, this is an extra win because this outlet, two things. First of all, it's very much focused on the West Coast. That's where the readers are. That's where its focus is.
Don't they have regional editions?
Yeah, but they got Southern California, Northern California, you know.
Right, right.
It's all West Coast still. And secondly, they've been, more than a lot of other traditional media, they've been successful in migrating a lot of their sort of fan base or loyalty, if you will, over to the digital realm. So not only do we have 8 pages in the actual printed publication, but we've got the article itself plus a complimentary video and photo slideshow and other features all on the Sunset, digital properties.
So it's a package almost.
It's a real package.
Because of the commitment that they made in this
right.
one issue.
And that's the stuff that gets easily picked up and duplicated across the web. People will will like it. They'll send it to their friends. You know, it gets great distribution for us.
So Sunset's still a major player in the travel industry. It's just wearing a different uniform?
In a way, but it's still all about the love of the West, focus on the family, wholesome kind of Americana.
So do a lot of those travel publications still bring that stuff to the table? I'm thinking of, like, Oregon Coast is one that we do subscribe to. And there's, a whole family of those. Sunset is one of those. There are a number of those that are still out there. I would guess even Better Homes and Gardens, if you get in there, might have that kind of staying power.
Yeah, they got loyal readers.
Do they outpace the niche? Left-handed fly rod fishing quarterly.
Probably not. If you consider the placement which you're going to get in Left-Handed Fly Rod Quarterly is going to be very targeted. You're going to be talking directly to people who are totally into their own sport or interest or cultural activity. And your message is going to be, we've got exactly what you want. And so I think your conversion, even though it's a smaller audience, your conversion is going to be very strong. Because you're just that great fit.
Yeah, but the sheer numbers just won't.
No, they won't have.
The splash won't be as big.
They won't have the numbers because, Left-Handed Fly Rod Quarterly is just a small regional publication.
Where do the airline magazines come into play? Because I think a lot of folks see Sunset as a travel magazine, and those things that are in the back of the guy in front of you's chair is also a travel magazine. Are there any comparisons between the two, or are they completely different species?
Oh, we think of them as very different. We have been in airline magazines. In the past when we actually had air service here, I know we put money and effort into both the editorial and the advertising side for Horizon, and because we were trying to communicate to that Horizon, frequent flyer that now they can jump in their Horizon plane and fly to Eureka. If and when that day comes, oh, happy day, when we get another Los Angeles flight, I think we'll be looking at that again. However, we're also, in the media market, we are approached all the time by agencies and reps who are trying to sell us in-flight advertising. We rarely go for it.
Just as a straight up without any.
It's just not targeted enough. It's not targeted enough for us. Especially if they're not flying here, why would we do that?
KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW 3 times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to talk with Tony Smithers. Still trying to compress that 2 hours into one show. It doesn't always quite work as smoothly as I would like.
By the way, you're listening to Talk Shop, in case you're wondering.
So, Tony, quick background here. Okay, you made Sunset. You made a significant splash in this current issue. Most folks are familiar with the concept of return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this one, they came in unannounced, ran around, took pictures, and then left unannounced. How much time, effort, energy was put into this article's fruition?
Well, that's a little difficult to quantify. The writer Dan Duane has been someone who Richard Stanger, our media and marketing manager, has been cultivating for quite some time. He goes to media receptions that are put on by the State Tourism Office. He meets writers, or we do an inquiry and sort of, you know, you build that slow relationship over time. Then we got Dan up here, and we spent a few $100 buying steaks and some Humboldt County wine and Cypress Grove cheese and that kind of thing. Other parts of the service, such as the kayaking and everything, Dan actually paid for himself. He wanted, you know, he did have a budget from Sunset Magazine, so he wrote Marna a check. Yeah. and then sort of staff time. So I would say in all, we maybe have a, with staff time, maybe $1,000 into it. And if we had bought that same space, 8 pages in Sunset Magazine.
Can't.
Well, if you have a big budget, you can. They wouldn't turn the money down. Anyway, the equivalent advertising space would be $1.175 million.
So as you, of course, you'd have a little bit more control of the content.
We would, but but we were thrilled with the content. He got us.
How come? How come this one got us instead of saying this is the area where old Volkswagen buses go to die? I think that's, at least for me, that's hardwired in as the other side of the equation.
Right.
How come he got it and others haven't?
Okay, well, part of it's definitely luck. We'll leave that out.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah. It's also targeting the person whose work we like and we think is compatible with who we are and who we want to be.
So you went after a specific writer.
Yes.
Not a magazine, but a writer.
That's what Richard does. And I would say the third wheel to that guy is the fact that we gave him a lot of personal attention. We sat up around the fire BSing and telling him about Humboldt and really tried to give him, you know, a personal connection to the place.
Obviously, that's something that these guys look for. Is it something that is provided on a regular basis? I mean, if I come to town and I want to, you know, I'll talk to somebody like you, I'll talk to the chamber guy or whoever the blah blah is for the community, mm-hmm. probably a couple of politicals, probably talk to a couple of what looked like the more successful hotel motel operators.
Right.
And then go play tourist. I mean, is that the old model? Instead of the chaperoned approach?
That is the old model. And I think what you're going to get is the cookie cutter for public consumption kind of, you know, tour. We really wanted to sort of go somewhere else and really show him, this writer, and any other journalist that we work with, what's the real inside story? Why are we really special?
I noticed Shelter Cove got an awful lot of exposure with this, which is cool. These folks that do it on their own don't tend to say, oh, there's a road. It says it's going somewhere. I'll take it. They'll just kind of stay on the main drag, plus or minus maybe 5 minutes on either side.
Pretty much.
Oh, really? Okay. I guess I would be a mutant in that industry, too.
Right, yeah. Brian, you're a mutant anywhere you go. But.
I mean, the historical markers, to me, okay, each one of those has a story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you stop and read them? Well, not most people. Okay, if you're looking for things that are unique, don't you talk to people like I'm not a coffee person, as you know, but let's say if I'm having hot chocolate or tomato juice in the morning at a cafe, restaurant kind of thing, hey, what's the weirdest thing that I can do around here that's just kind of cool stuff?
Right.
Wouldn't you ask people like
I think a good journalist does that, but they ask the barista, or the person they meet on the street rather than the Chamber of Commerce or Visitors Bureau representative.
Well, you want that big swath of the obvious, but then to fill in the blank stuff.
Yeah.
This guy came in and he was looking for the fill in the blank stuff.
Yeah, and he talked to people. He really got his local color.
How long was he here?
Just a couple of days. He was in and out pretty quick. But then they sent another Sunset staffer later to do research on, you know, where to sleep, where to eat, and to take pictures and that kind of thing as well.
Oh, so he kind of had his itinerary laid out. It wasn't just drive into the south end of the county and start taking pictures and talking to folks.
No. We had great timing with it. He wanted to come just at the time when the state parks was reopening the Stone Lagoon boating campground. So we were actually the first people to camp there after several years of it being closed.
Boating campground, where's that?
It's in Stone Lagoon. There's a campground which you can hike to, but
you can't see it from the roadway then.
It's right across from the road. It's very well wooded, and you really
tucked
can't
down.
Yeah, it's really in there.
Oh, I know where it is. Yeah, okay. I've almost hit four or five people pulling out of there.
So and yes, there are people who are going to beat me up for sharing that with the public, but oh well.
Oh well, he's a tough guy. Beat him, smack him hard. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540227, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Smithers from the Visitors Bureau.
That's Mr. Smithers to you.
Yes. So, Tony, the spread that was in Sunset, I would imagine that, depending on who the author was, and you've been using the guy's name.
Dan Duane.
Yeah, first name basis, so I know you guys are buds now. But I would think that the author, if an article is to be really reflective, is going to be one that reflects their personality and their experience. Was this fun? Was this easy? Blah, 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 blah. And I guess the bottom line that I would ask these guys at the end of the whole event, would you do it again? Would you bring your family? Would you bring your grandkids or your grandfolks? Would this be something that you would want to do again?
Mm-hmm.
What impression did you have? Would he do it again? Not as a hired gun, but would he do it as, this is a place that I personally would like to vacation in?
He was talking about coming up with his teenage daughter, saying this, you know, particularly that we were on Stone Lagoon, and he wanted to take her kayaking on Stone Lagoon. That's what he wanted to have as his father-daughter experience. So the answer is yes.
Told you it wasn't the trees. Cool. Is that a normal response for most of the folks that come up that are the travel writers that have seen the big town, seen the small town, seen the cool stuff, seen the goofy stuff? Do they tend to have that as a reaction, or is this fella maybe cut a little different?
No. That you know, that is standard. And you remind me how sometimes I'm sort of bitterly resentful of Richard, because now he gets to do all that, whereas when I was marketing director,
that used
to be my job.
Yeah.
But now he gets to build these relationships. And you know, I keep saying that, you know, the best thing about being in our line of work, you know, in a tourism bureau, is to experience again and again that first encounter with the redwood trees, where someone goes in and they've heard about it, they read about it, they've seen pictures and videos, they still had no idea of what that personal impact was going to be, and they just get quiet and their jaw drops.
And for me, it's remembering that you can still smell the salt in the air.
Yeah.
New, first time, yeah. So how do you then help them share that you can't share it sensation with the audience, or do they just make allusions to it that, you know, this is an interesting place, this is a fun place, but I can't really tell you what it's all about. you're going to have to go there yourself and experience that shock and awe.
Well, there, of course, that's always the bottom line.
I know
line.
That's the underlying theme you're looking for. Yeah.
But some do it better than others. I mean, and in this case, Dan, we feel with his, you know, incredible prose writing skills, really, really sort of captured the sense of it. And I should mention while we're on that topic, if your listeners go to our website, which is redwoods.info, and then go to our social media links, they will find a copy of this article parked on as a digital file online, and they can go and read it. They'll find it there.
I'm looking to see what his last impression here is, the flood. okay. That 64 flood for you more recent invaders of the community.
He's looking at me when he says that.
I have stereoscopic vision, however. I got Damien on that one.
Okay.
Do you think he brought anything new to the surface, or was it just a way to point out the things that are here in a novel way?
He definitely caught some new stuff which we haven't seen before, even though, you know, we might have talked about it, and wouldn't it be great if we can communicate this. One of those, particularly when he was talking about the elk, he had this warning about the elk that Marna Powell gave him, and he took a sort of a riff on it, but he communicated that, and then also when he's talking about later, we saw some otters, how just minutes away from a town like Eureka, there's wildlife in such numbers and variety, and you know, this awesome beauty that which people from the city don't realize. They don't even know it's possible for California still to have such, you know, just abundant wildlife just there for the viewing. And he caught that, and that was, you know, that was a tick off for us. You know, that's what we want the public to know about Humboldt County.
Do you see anything in there about don't hack off the elk?
Don't hack them off?
Yeah. Don't crouch down, get up real close, and surprise them with a flash. Taking your pictures.
Particularly the mothers. Yeah, you don't
mothers, want to, no. I'm worried about the ones with the big horns, too. Saw it, was it last week? I was up and down twice. Saw it on Monday and saw it on Wednesday. Cars pulled over. Yahoos crouched down in the grass trying to sneak up and get a picture of a feeding elk.
That's what
that would be on grass.
That's what telephoto lenses are for, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Or the internet, perhaps. It's kind of like that guy, you know, who lives with bears or whatever it was, and then the bear ate him. That's kind of the same mentality I flash to with these folks doing this stuff. It's like they don't understand. This is a 3,500-pound, mad, confused, scared animal. You really want to get that close to him?
Well, I don't think they're quite that heavy, but they are big. I think they're lucky if they're 1,000 pounds. But anyway.
Oh, I thought the bulls were, at least they look bigger than the truck.
Well, that's a loaded bull. But anyway, between the elk
loaded
and.
Loaded bull with, yeah, okay, that would be the horn part. Okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon. KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. That was a dramatic pause. Trying to wake Tony up here. He's just kind of, yeah, it's kind of like you're in an afterglow here of this article in Sunset.
Well, we've been working hard for that. And, you know, every now and then one of those comes along and you sort of dine out on it for a while, then back to the next one.
So as this thing hits, I know you anticipate an 8 to 10 week impact life of inquiries, of this, of that, phone calls and whatnot. How do you, in something where you are the beggar, mm-hmm. rather than the guy that has the resource, how do you try to follow up on something like that? Do you take that and then use that in
advertising or in reach, or do you just try to find somebody else and see if they can take some pictures and put it in their magazine?
Well, we do
and
that.
Follow up on and just kind of keep it going.
We do that, but you that you mentioned it, we knew this was going to be published, so we dipped into our meager advertising funds, and we actually bought a full page ad in the same issue that this was published in. Which
that's not redundant or overkill?
No, it was in a different part of the magazine, but it also said to plan your trip, go to redwoods.info or call, and really reinforced our branding message and the call to action, which says, come for the trees, stay for the water. We're Redwood Coast.
Did it work?
Okay.
Again, the magazine's been out for more than a day. Did it work?
Our website traffic is doing quite well, especially for this time of year. So, and when we get the bed tax numbers in a few months, I'll let you know.
But it wasn't like a 90-degree increase.
No, we're doing all kinds of stuff out there. So, there's a lot of little grains of sand to build a mountain.
Ah, the beach reference.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But to answer your question,
and
yes.
Those are dunes, by the way.
Oh yes.
Not mountains.
Oh yes.
With okay. Sand. Yeah.
Grains of dunes.
Yeah. And you were right about the elk. I know. I'll beat you to the punch.
Yeah.
Elk. 1,100 to 1,300. Okay.
We will try and leverage this as much as possible. So you can well believe that the minute this came out, Richard had it up on our Facebook page. And Twittered it, and all those different social media push-outs.
How about took a copy to the supervisors and the city managers?
Oh yeah,
help to support the cause.
It's part of our annual report. I mean, that's what they pay us for.
You can't go down there, grab a soda, and say, "Look at this."
they all got the email. Trust me.
But like you said, it's not quite the same as touching it and feeling it.
I got you, man.
I'm gonna leave that go of this one.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. Which apparently you can't. Anyway.
No. The touch would be the magazine so they can see it themselves and feel the paper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So, but
so
then,
you're leveraging off of that one.
Yeah. And then, of course, if we do the Sunset Show next June like we usually do, we'll have a bunch of reprints of it sitting on our table and to sort of do that sort of full circle tie into Sunset Magazine, because that is a real good housekeeping style seal of approval to their readers.
That's a legit, not that the others aren't, but well recognized, legit mainstream.
Exactly.
Distributed just on the West Coast?
Well, they can have subscribers anywhere in the country.
Sure, but this primarily is California, Oregon, Washington.
California and Utah and Nevada.
Utah?
Yeah, that's their basic area.
Wow. They must know something about an upcoming natural event that we don't.
It's the Magazine of the West. So you have it.
Okay. That does work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So you gave everybody attaboys, high fives around the table, and back to work?
Exactly. And I just say, since the Bureau has constrained a lot this year in our advertising budget, as I mentioned on
the airplane
thing on the last show, that's where all of our money is going. This kind of what we call earned media rather than paid media is more important than ever. We have to just be smart and call it guerrilla marketing or whatever you will. Get the word out about Humboldt County any way we can, and this is just the kind of thing we like.
How about wise use of the media? You don't have to be a gorilla to be wise. Scored another point at the end. Thanks for coming by, Tony.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.